Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is May 26th. It's Friday. Yay! We have Friday questions today, and there's a lot going on, you guys. Thank you for all of your inboxes and emails. I'm trying to get to everything, but generally the first ones that come in, I usually can get to, but once I'm running around, it's hard to stop. But man, you guys are just on fire with your what's going on and your feelings and all these things. It's just so cool. So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I have to say today's questions, one of the questions, I've got four of them, but three of them are from one person, and he's been asking, this is Marco, and he's been asking on the Nadia Khalil Morning page like 3 weeks in a row. He's been since May 14th, I went as far back, asking a lot of questions about going back home or heaven or whatever, you know, you call it, but wherever we go once we leave here. So in Origins of Truth, the book, I did write a lot about that because Christ talked a lot about that and broke down some of, not just the mystery, but the fear, actually, that we have of dying or leaving. And he didn't give us like a roadmap. That would be too easy. But he did give us a lot of information about what exists there. And then also, I saw a lot of that. So the fact that I saw it also helps me because, you know, when he was talking, I get it. And there's some things that we won't have at home that really made me sad, that because we don't have bodies, so we don't need the stuff we need here. We don't need cars to drive our bodies around. We don't need chairs to sit in. You know, all the stuff bodies need, couches, tables. I can't even explain, you know, all the stuff, the parachutes when we fly from the sky. You know, think about all the stuff we have learned to do or to create for a body. Because our body can only be at one place at one time. So to take your body from here to there, we need a car, we need a plane, we need a bus, we need a train, you know, we need a boat, we need ships, you know, all these different ways when you think about it that we just don't need otherwise. And some of us have a big thrill when we drive fast in cars or we're in boats or we're, you know, wherever we are and we feel that sensation of flying. It gives us kind of a high. We love it because it's like, wow, this is, look at how fast we can make our bodies go or at least feel that feeling. And so only on earth do we do that. But when we're at home, we just, you think of something and you're there. It's interesting because when I did see Christ, I did feel that feeling of the thoughts are things because everything I thought was already understood, even though I didn't have to say it. I didn't have to, like, explain it to anybody, to myself even. It just happened, and it was such a natural feeling for it to happen. So I'm going to start with his first question. I'm going to read them all because they kind of go together, and I think the thought has been in Marco's head for a while. So let's start at the beginning. He said, hello, everyone. I asked myself the question, or wait, he put, hello, everyone. I have a question. I would like to know how we can feel at home our emotions, like love and happiness and passion. When we feel emotions, we can feel them in our body near the place where we have our gut. Maybe it's the gut where we feel when we feel love or passion, but at home we have no bodies. Is the soul also the most active and present near the gut? Can we feel emotions in our body because we have our gut, which maybe reacts in a way on having emotions like love, which is our soul? That's his first question. His second question was, hello, Nadia. I have a question about home. At night we sleep and in the morning we wake up and we start a brand new day. But how is this at home? When we don't have to sleep, are we awakened continuously? How can we experience this? And then his third question, he's on a roll, huh? He's just thinking away, but these are interesting thoughts. Hello, everyone. I ask myself the question, or we have possibilities at home like we have now, like we play music or we dance at home. That's another thing. Yeah, we dance. You know, all the different things we do with our bodies. And the one that made me the saddest was the eating. There's no food. We don't need it. And think of the times when you are here and you're just not hungry. You're asleep. You don't need food. You don't think of food. You don't even remember food unless you sleep hungry and you dream about it. But all of these things, we don't, it's not even there. There is music that I heard, and it's a music like we don't hear here. I heard it once. I can't duplicate it in my mind. I could hear it. It was there, and it's a very, God, how would you even put that? It's got like a soothing, very medicinal feeling to it. It makes you feel like the world is, everything is in a perfection. There is a perfection of notes, of sound, of feeling. Now, feeling is something we have there that we have here. We do, that gut feeling we have is the closest feeling we have to our natural way of being at home, because it's the one that's like the compass. When we don't need a compass at home, but it's that part of us that's the deepest part, and that's what Christ called in Origins of Truth, our Garth. It's G-A-R-T-H. I know there's people whose names are Garth, and it made me very conscious of that, like Garth Brooks, the country singer. I think he's the only Garth I really heard of. But that it's our Garth. It's the deepest feelings we have. And when we listen to that, no matter what happens on the outside, we really don't care, because we know that what we're feeling is our truest feelings, and we follow them, or our instincts. And Garth, I guess we can just call it like your deepest instinct. But feeling passion and all of that, honestly, when I saw Christ, all the feelings that we have names for, that was gone. What was there was this absolute feeling of you just know it. It wasn't like, oh my God, I know this now and I know that now, and I was so excited. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. It was like, it was just like a knowing. I knew. And it felt completely normal. What didn't feel normal to me, even till this day, as a result of seeing Christ, was that I knew everything when I was with Christ, and it didn't matter what it was. I didn't feel like, oh my gosh, now I know physics, and oh my gosh, now I know this, because it wasn't broken down that way. There was just a complete understanding of anything I thought about. So when that feeling went away, I didn't know how to feel. It was like, oh my gosh, there's such a gap between what I know and what I could know. So it left me knowing that we had a greater capacity. Now, do you want to dance at home with that music? You can fly to it. You kind of like, it's like an instantaneous thing. You think something and it happens. And a lot of souls that have come to other planes bring the gifts of those planes back. So if you were to be back home and you were somebody who came to Earth, and let's say you wanted to dance, you could imagine the body and put the music, or hear the music and dance to this music. But it's interesting, because the longer somebody is back home, the less they think about going to use the body again. It's just a memory now. But in the beginning, when people first go home, they do emulate a lot being where they came from. And Earth is one of those places. But there's such a interesting thing when you think about how we have to take our bodies everywhere on Earth. And you know, in America, I don't know now Europe, I haven't been there for a while, but in America, when I go shopping for food or something like that, and I love the experience, and I love, you know, choosing the food, and I love seeing what's out there, and all of that. And then, you know, you start to see bodies who are, I want to say they're you know, puffy or heavy, too heavy. And all I think is, oh my God, the food they're putting in that body is hurting that body. Not because it's making it heavy, but to be that heavy, it has to be breaking it, not breaking it down. So I look at that and I just think, oh, but it's their body. They won't need that. It's not affecting their soul. It is here, but it doesn't. It's not going to affect them when they leave. They're free of that body. And it's interesting how my thoughts go in different places because of just knowing that the fact that we don't have a body. And he asked also about sleep. Well, if we don't need sleep, are we just awake all the time? But you don't feel the difference. If you don't need something, you don't miss it. So if you don't need sleep, you're just awake. And there is no time. Time on earth, the only reason why we have time is to work out our memories. That's the only reason why. Because those memories are what serve our purpose and serve our challenges so that we can go back, think about things, maybe not be happy with them, maybe go back and repave that road with love, maybe just to grow ourselves to the next thing. But we are here to purposefully grow through the challenges that exist here. The things we do for ourselves. I mean, look at how amazing we are as people. We created a government of people to run the people. When we first created it, it was a safety net. Now, we're not so sure. There's a question mark put on there. But when you talk to people individually, it looks like they're really working on it. So you kind of restore faith when there's communication. But when there isn't and we only hear the news, we're like, oh, my God. Or you put the news on and you hear people killing each other's bodies. And I think they just released that person and they're left with the trash of what they've done. And, wow, we don't even get that. We've released them and we actually murdered ourselves when we murder people because we have to live with what we've done. They're free now. They're back at home. They're with God. It's the opposite of what it looks like. But because we're here, we don't think like that. Because here we have to want to survive or we wouldn't stay. Just to sleep or wake up. When you're not sleepy, you don't need to sleep. That's how you are all the time. And it doesn't feel like that because there isn't time. You know how little kids go out and play and they can't wait for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And, you know, the parents have to make them sleep and they're like, oh, I'm not tired. But then they pass out at some point. But they don't want to go to sleep. We're just that way. And we don't worry about the past and we don't worry about the present. We're fully content. We understand the entire way that we are. And I see Liam wrote, I heard the music is kind of like a soft sympathy soothing background sound. It is definitely in the background. It doesn't vibrate your head like the music here because you don't have a head to vibrate. But I know, it just sounds so funny how many ways we use our body. But we got a soul in low places, and he's laughing, deep in the garth. It is deep in the garth. It's our garth, whatever that is in us, where we're all connected to each other through our belly buttons, through this, and it's like a golden thread, Christ called it. It's a golden thread that connects every single soul. So we are so connected to home that we don't even know how connected we are to home. We don't even know that. We, you know, we sleep. That's our connection to home. We are all connected by the golden thread. We all have a gut. We all know what's right and what's wrong. And we all know when something's off. We all know that. Everything else, technically, is just here for us to learn it. Whatever we have done, all the stores we've created for food, for clothing, for cars, all the car dealers, all that stuff, we have created to find a way to live here. And this is how we have discovered so far how to live here. I think we're actually pretty brilliant, some of the things we've come up with. Think about it. Even cell phones, even this phone, we found a way to create something that carries our voices to each other even when we can't see each other. And we realize that the air has stuff in it that works. And if we harness that stuff and we kind of code it, and we can code it, and we can create a computer that tells it what to do and what not to do and who to give reception to and who not to, really think about how far-reaching this is. It's so cool. So when people say, I can't do something, I'm like, look what we've done so far as a group. And if somebody gets an idea and they don't do anything with it, it goes away from them and jumps into someone else, and then that other person does it. And then you get to the store and you're like, I had that idea 10 years ago. And I'm like, well, why didn't you do anything? Look, it had to go to someone else for someone else to do it, because the idea needed to happen. Amazing what we've done, but we're so busy every day trying to maintain that we forget the biggest miracles that we have. The biggest miracles that we have, and that's us. And Liam also writes, it's amazing that in 1776, the founding fathers of the U.S. seem more evolved than today's leaders. We can't even legislate for evolution of soul in a so-called less or more evolved time in history. It always feels like that at the time. Later on, you start to realize what was actually happening. But it always feels like that at the time. I remember when even Reagan was president, and I thought, oh, my God, when history tells itself, they're going to realize what really happened at this time, because it felt like such chaos. And then I remember thinking that when first Bush, then second Bush, I was like, for sure, we're going to have some problems thinking about this period of time in history. But it seems like we got somebody pretty balanced, and then they left, and now we have somebody that is just creating a lot of controversy around every move that he makes. So we get different personalities in there, and then later on we get to see what really happened, because right now it's a full-time job to look at their full-time job. So at first we're all interested, and then we're all interested with the controversy, and that's all we really see. So we don't even know who's enlightened and who isn't in our entire legislative arm of our world. But it's crazy that everything that involves the body, even the health care, all of that is to see how we can take care of ourselves, how we take care of each other. It's just called health care. It's called buying a car. It's called eating food. It's called transporting your body from here to there. Do you care? Do you go see people you love? Don't you? It's called using a phone and checking on people and seeing how people you love are. It's just what we are here to do, because that's how we can work out the challenges we came to find love in every situation that we can, because that's where we are our strongest. It's amazing. Great, great questions. I hope, Marco, that we answered them, because you had three of them and they were coming consistently every week, and I really appreciate them. They were just awesome. I also have a question from Leia, and she says, can we generate appreciation, and if so, how? It seems like something you either got or you don't. Appreciation isn't something you have or you don't. I think deep inside, we all appreciate times when maybe we thought things weren't working out and we wanted a certain answer and we were pretty adamant about getting that answer. And then we realized that, you know what? I like the way that worked out. I wanted something else, but it went this way, and I'm really happy it went this way. So we are paying attention later on, maybe, even if we don't appreciate in the moment. Because in the moment, it's hard to take some things in, but later you're like, hey, this is really great. I thought I wanted to go here, but I'm so glad I ended up here. I thought I wanted this job, but I'm really glad I didn't get that first job, because now I found this one, and this job really makes me happy. So, you know, even buying a house and you see a bunch of houses and you think you want one, but then somebody buys it before you get it. And then you realize, wow, well, that wasn't my house. What a sign that wasn't my house. Okay, so let me continue looking, and then you find one and maybe the neighborhood is better or different. Or maybe the house, there's some things in it that are particular to that house that you think are great. So appreciation, sometimes even for each other, sometimes until you have an argument with somebody, let's say, you don't appreciate them. You don't realize how much they've added to your life. And then you take them out of your life and you see that they have really added quite a bit to your life. And you can't believe that you didn't notice that at the time. So then what happens is you go back and you say, wow, I didn't appreciate this at the time, but I want you to know how much I appreciated what you've done or what you did or what you took the time to, even if it was just to argue with you. Because sometimes we look for argument. Sometimes we look for controversy because that wakes us up enough to learn. Nothing is as it seems. Nothing at all is as it seems. Because what somebody comes in thinking they're going to do, let's say somebody wants to go in to an event and they want to be a spoiler. They want to find everything that's wrong with that event. You go and, I don't know, you know, it's a concert and you don't like that musician, but you got a free ticket and you go. And you're like, oh, but these people, they're too loud, they're too this, they're too that, they believe this, they believe that. I don't know if I want to be here, but somehow you go. You're with a pack of friends or something like that, and you end up there. And then you listen to all the music, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. I didn't know that they were the ones who sang this song. Oh, wait, I like that song. And after 2 hours, you're a fan. You're a big fan. You're like, oh, my gosh. They did this and that, and now you heard the music, you were happy, it made you happy, you connected, and then you leave and you were going in there going, wow, I didn't even know this group, and I came out loving them. I really appreciate their music now. They worked hard for 2 hours, and you could see that they did. It's really interesting how your views will change. Your level of appreciation goes up just through the experience. You may have gone in and maybe the things you walk out with that you say, well, the music was still loud, but I really did enjoy it. I can't hear right now, but it was great. I remember going to the first concert I went to and calling my mom and not being able to hear her talk back. And I had to use a payphone because that's how old I am and that's how long ago it was. But it's funny how much I loved it. And it was the first one, and someone did get our tickets, and I was just blown away of how good it is actually to hear live music. And it is different than the radio. And it is, I mean, there's people singing it. Their energy's involved. Everything's involved. Other people's energy in the room is involved. There's a reason why people like going. Why people will pay to go. Sometimes the closer you are, for some people it's real important to see them up close, which for most people, I guess, because the tickets are really expensive. But when you see them and you actually know, oh my God, this is a person. That's why in the summit, I wanted to tape the summit to kind of try to capture the feeling that we had in that room. I don't know what that looks like yet, but when we see it, we'll know. There's a lot of different ways to try to capture emotion and feel each other and love each other. And every single thing that we do is for the ultimate purpose of finding love through it. So before you even get to the love, there is a great level of appreciation that comes in. So it's not something that you either have or you don't. It's just how you have it. Everybody has it. It's just how you have it, when you have it. It could be delayed, but there's always that level of appreciation. Even like a lot of people I work with whose parents weren't that great to them. But then as they get older, they're like, wow, I'm glad I had those parents, because if I didn't have those parents, I wouldn't have learned to fight for myself. I wouldn't have learned to fend for myself. I wouldn't have learned this. I wouldn't have learned that. And they start finding the purpose, the reason, the madness behind it. And I see Liam writes in the chat, a priest once told me, we can't get hurt by those we don't love. Sometimes we do argue and fight with those we love. It softened my heart on a feeling of hurt between me and another back then. It just the level of understanding we need to think these things is why we are here. We are here to talk about these things. We are here to work on these things. We are here to fight over these things, to argue over these things, to find ways to grow through that, to evolve out of it. It's the most interesting when I used to drive my kids to school, and my son would see people walking, you know, a bunch of younger kids. Now, he was in high school, and he's watching the kids in elementary school crossing the street to get to the school, and they're in a group, and they have a crossing guard. And, you know, in high school, there's no crossing guard. Everyone just crosses and does what they want to do. So he'd always say, oh, look at the innocent bunnies. He said, they don't know that they're just going to repeat everyone's history that everyone else is doing. And in a few years, they're going to be awkward. And then, you know, and in between that, they're going to get shy to talk to each other. But now look at how they're talking to each other. And it's just like, he goes, it's just the cycle of life. It's not that we keep repeating history, because the new people that are repeating the history we think is being repeated, it's brand new to them. Or a woman who's pregnant. And, you know, how many times everybody had to be pregnant to have all the people we have on earth? There's no way they could be here without somebody having been pregnant. Yet every time somebody's pregnant, it's brand new to that person. And it's 9 months of, you know, some wacky things that happen to our bodies. And it's not just that you get bigger, but when I was little, I'd hear a woman was pregnant, and then boom, I'd see she had the baby. Nothing in between. But then when I got pregnant, and I realized I can smell everything, you walk into a room, you smell everyone's perfume, it actually makes you dizzy. You can't almost handle it. And all these other things start happening to you. You're like, oh, wow. All this stuff, why didn't anyone tell me all this stuff happens when you're pregnant? Not even my mom told us, you know, or the vomiting if you're one of those, and most of us are, or even just the baby moving and how cool that is, and being that connection, and never heard a thing. But once I was pregnant, you can believe that whole world opened up to me, because that's the world I was living in. So the appreciation that I had for every woman who ever had a baby just grew a millionfold, and grew to the point that now at my age, obviously I'm not going to have any more children, but when I look at someone who's pregnant, my heart, without even talking to them, I wish them well. And then I say, better you than me, because now I'm too old for that. I can't stay up all night every night. But when I was younger, I could, and I did, and I loved it. We all have our time. So appreciation isn't something like, well, I appreciate that person, or I don't, like a power trip, or I don't have that, or I do. It's not a power trip. What is the love of life and understanding life. So when you understand, then you can appreciate. But you can't appreciate when you don't understand, because there's a lack of understanding. And it's not because you're bad or you're not okay or you don't feel. It's just you haven't been there yet. So you have no idea what that even means for somebody to put out and give you what they've given you as they've given it to you. Hey, those are great questions, you guys. I love talking about home and about appreciation, because talking about home reminds us of how incredible it is that we have these working bodies. And the appreciation is really our working mind. But you guys have a great holiday weekend. I will be here Monday morning. I will holiday in America, and we will talk then. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.